This is Ask Me Another, and you are tuning in to our musical favorites episode. I'm your host, Ophira Eisberg, and with me is our one-man house band, the man who really makes the good music happen, Jonathan Colton.
Oh, thanks. We took the show on the road to D.C., where we got a bona fide punk rock legend to join us, Ian MacKay, the man behind the bands Minor Threat, Fugazi, and The Evens. And we figured why not throw him into the puzzle ring with music editor and general know-it-all, NPR's own Stephen Thompson.
Welcome back, Ian. Welcome, Stephen, to Ask Me Another. Now, this is not a random pairing, having the two of you up here. You go way back, as it turns out, through a connection through your mother, Ian?
Yeah, well, Stephen used to work for The Onion. He was the AV editor at The Onion, which was, he's from Madison, Wisconsin. Madison, Wisconsin,
yeah,
wasn't
Madison,
it?
Yeah,
Madison, Wisconsin. Yeah, it was a very funny...
Somebody here is either from Madison, Wisconsin, or knows where it is.
Yes.
Excitement all around. Yes.
But anyway, he was an editor there and interviewed me. And at some point, I guess you did the book. Mm-hmm. Avi and my interview had appeared in the book. I asked for a copy for my mom. And I guess she wrote you a letter, did she?
She did. I got this letter out of the blue from Ginger MacKay. which I'm like, oh, you know, that's a vaguely familiar name. And flip it over. And it's this absolutely lovely thank you letter for this book. And so I just, every time The Onion put out a book, I would send a copy to Ian's mom. It's weird. I actually don't particularly care for Ian.
And I can say the same about you.
Now, I'm going to ask you this, Ian. What is punk? Does it still exist today?
Since I think of punk as the free space, mm-hmm. which means a place where new ideas can be presented without being dictated by profit motives, punk will never die. That's the thing about punk. So it may not be called punk, but you know, I think that in the history of music, you know, actually all cultures, all different forms of expression, whether you're talking about, you know, jazz, blues, rock and roll, hip hop, folk, all these things, they're all punk in their own way, in their beginnings. It's only when they become commercialized and co-opted that they lose that kind of decisive, like, wow, something is really occurring here. So it may not be called punk, but it will always exist. Punk won. That's what I can say. You know, it changed. And in fact, I would even say that this show, in a way, like this, like there's a certain component to the show that really comes straight out of this idea of approaching presentation in a really alternative way that keeps parlaying over and over and over.
Trust me, this show is the biggest risk NPR has ever taken. All right, so I have to ask you, are you both ready to take an Ask Me Another challenge?
Sure.
Yes.
All right. Jonathan Colton, I understand you've brushed up on your punk repertoire.
I did, yes. But honestly, as a singer, I'm much more of a sensitive Dan Fogelberg type. What's going to happen is you are going to have to identify the punk and punk-influenced songs that I will be playing, but they may not sound the way you're used to hearing them. After each clue, Ophira will ask for a follow-up trivia question that may or may not have anything to do with the song.
Who knows what it will be.
And you guys have agreed to play as a team. If you guys get enough right, then Marilyn Stark from Herndon, Virginia, will win a special Ask Me Another prize. And Marilyn is a big fan of yours, Ian, and also, coincidentally, the mother of one of our contestants and Hole singer.
If we foul this up, if we don't do this for her,
yeah,
I'll double it. Two tote bags.
All right. If you would, name the song. I am an antichrist. I am an anarchist. Don't know what I want, but I know how to get it.
Do we jump in on
destroy
this?
Destroy the passive. Kind of harsh in my mellow there, Ian. Because I want to be anarchy.
You know, I think you probably know this, Ian, but it's Anarchy in the UK.
That is correct, yes.
Thank you, Ian, for letting me take the really easy one.
Sure.
Here's your follow-up trivia question. Speaking of the Antichrist, you just might be the Antichrist if you have a 666 birthmark on your skull, like a creepy boy named Damien in what 1976
The Omen.
Horror film? That is correct.
How you get a root and a reckless. Don't you be so crude and feckless. You've been drinking brew for breakfast. The title goes here.
Is that a real song? It seems like a Stephen one for me, so.
Oh, come on. See, the thing is, I don't know anything, and I am not good at anything. So I'm not entirely sure that I'm the best helper with this one. We might need to consult the audience.
Anybody in the audience know the answer? Rudy can't fail, that's right.
Let's say you do with your follow-up question.
Oh, okay.
Surprisingly, what Rudy did fail to win the 2008 Republican presidential primary in Florida and thus ended his presidential run the next day, sore loser?
Giuliani?
Yes, you are correct.
All right, we're looking for the song title here. We've got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews. All our friends are gonna hang out here tonight. We're gonna pass out on the couch all right tonight.
Did you do the ending of that again? That was so nice. And just make your mouth go sideways again.
Tonight.
A TV party.
TV party is right.
That song is by Black Flag. Black Flag is also the name of an insecticide brand that's been around since 1833. One of their most famous products is what? Insect Trap, where bugs check in, but they don't check out.
Do you want to? I know.
The Roach Motel? Yeah.
Exactly.
Apropos of that,
yeah.
There was a band from Florida called Roach Motel.
Oh, yeah.
In the early 80s, a punk band, yeah. So it was a theme.
Dead
we're,
bugs.
We're covering all things that kill bugs.
Yes.
Bite my lip and close my eyes. Take me away to paradise. So damn bored, I'm going blind. I smell like spearmint. I've got no motivation. Where is my motivation? No time for the motivation. Smoking my inspiration.
Well, it's Green Day.
Uh-huh.
Is that Basket Case? What's the...
No, it's the other one.
I'm terrible with titles. I'm so bad with titles. And they don't say, like, Basket Case, oh, Basket Case. So it makes it a little harder.
This actually, I should have said at the beginning. Please name the band for this one.
The band is Green Day.
That's right.
The song is Longview.
Oh.
Yes, which was Green Day's first hit single. What does the title Longview refer to?
I have no clue.
Hmm?
I also have no clue.
Anyone out there? Everyone's wrong. Longview, Washington, where the song was first performed. In front of an audience.
How do you know that?
We have the script.
Oh.
All right, we're just looking for the band on this one. Band in D.C. with 1,000 more places to go. Gonna swim the Atlantic, cause that's the only place I can go. You can't hurt me. Why? I'm banned in D.C.
Bad Brains.
Bad Brains, yeah. That's right.
Here's your follow-up question. What five-letter word refers to the use of animal brains and other organs as food, and it's a homonym for an adjective that might describe how brains taste?
Sweet. Like sweetbreads. No.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Sweetbreads, yes, bread. Exactly. Sweetbreads, sweet. No, that is not the word. There's another word we were looking for. However, that might be worth...
I keep thinking spongiform.
Possible.
Give it to me.
It's awful.
Oh.
O-F-F-A-L.
Yeah.
Awful, which was also my nickname in high school.
Hey ho, let's go. Hey ho, let's go. The forming in a straight line. Go through a tight wind.
kids are losing their minds.
It's so ingrained. I know the band, obviously. It would be, I would say it's Blitzkrieg Bop.
That's right. You got it.
The Ramones got their name from what rock star who used to check into hotels using the pseudonym Paul Ramone?
Paul McCartney.
That is correct. That is our quiz. Congratulations.
Wow.
Ian, congratulations. Steven.
Thank you.
Marilyn Stark is going to receive a special Ask Me Another prize, and let me tell you what that is. It's a Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube. And we have one for you guys as well.
Oh, great.
Yes. One more round of applause for NPR Stephen Thompson and Ian MacKay.
You take the skyway high above the busy little one-way. My stupid gloves and hat at night, I lie awake wondering if I'll sleep, wondering if we'll meet out in the street. Would you take the sky away? It don't move at all like a subway. It's got bums when it's cold like any other place. It's warm up inside, sitting down and waiting for a ride beneath the skyway.
Jonathan Coulton.
And of course, no episode would be complete without our Ask Me One More final round. And since this is a favorites show, the people in this round are going to be different from the contestants you just heard. Some new voices coming. Don't panic. Don't write us letters. Just listen.
Now we're going to crown this week's grand champion. Let's bring back our winners from all of our former games. From Spoiler Alert, Rosie Yonker. From Put a Bjork in It, Seth Christenfeld. From The Meow Mix, Bob Sukovich. From Easy as B, C, D, Allison Milosha. From First Name Basis, Rebecca Weintraub. And I'm going to ask our puzzle guru, Art Chung, to crown our winner.
Ophira, this final round is called our magnum opus. Every answer will be a phrase or proper noun that contains the name of a musical instrument. For example, if I said, it's a narrow type of stemware that you might drink your Dom Perignon out of, you would say champagne flute. We're playing this spelling bee style, so one wrong answer and you're out. You'll only have a few seconds to give us an answer, and the last person standing is our grand winner. Remember, all of the answers will contain the name of a musical instrument. Here we go. Rosie, this Philadelphia icon used to be rung on Independence Day until it cracked.
What's the Liberty Bell?
That is correct. Seth, the USS Cyclops is one of many ships that have disappeared in this cursed zone.
Bermuda Triangle.
You've got it. Bob, this Billy Joel song takes place at 9 o'clock on a Saturday as the regular crowd shuffles in.
Piano Man.
Right. Allison, it's a cone-shaped snack food by General Mills.
Bugle.
Bugle.
Yes!
You got it. Rebecca, found in your head, the tympanic membrane is commonly known as this.
Eardrum.
That's right, eardrum. Back to Rosie. You participate in this dance by grabbing the shoulders of the person in front of you. 3 seconds.
Conga.
That's correct, a conga line. Rosie pulls that out. Seth, Tevye the Milkman sings If I Were a Rich Man in this musical.
Fiddler on the Roof.
You got it. Bob, in a hit song, Bob Dylan asks him to play a song for me in the Jingle Jangle Morning, I'll Come Following You.
Mr. Tambourine Man.
That's right. Allison, this branch of chemistry specifically studies matter that contains carbon.
Rings?
No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Rebecca?
Organic chemistry?
That is correct. Sorry, Allison. Rosie, This video game allows you to rock out in your living room by pressing multicolored buttons that represent frets.
Guitar Hero.
You got it? That's right. Seth, it's the name of Oprah Winfrey's production company.
Harpo.
That's right. Nicely done. Bob, on this 70s game show, bad performers were thrown off stage after a judge struck a giant metal disc.
The Gong Show.
That's right. Rebecca, she was nominated for an Oscar for playing Abilene Clark in The Help. 3 seconds. I'm sorry, step aside. Rosie, she was nominated for an Oscar for playing Abilene Clark in The Help.
Viola Davis.
That's correct. Thank you, Rebecca. Seth, located on the tip of Chile, it looks over the Drake Passage.
Cape Horn.
Wow, correct. Bob, debuting in 1867, it was America's first fashion magazine. 3 seconds.
Bob, Cosmopolitan.
No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Rosie, do you have an idea?
Harper's Bazaar.
That is correct. We are down to Rosie and Seth. Seth, this 2001 movie starring Nicolas Cage revolves around an Italian military officer who loves to play an eight-stringed instrument.
Captain Corelli's mandolin.
That is correct.
How many of these do you have?
Good question. We actually just ran out, so we're down to a tiebreaker.
There's another high five. Well deserved.
All right, here we go. Here's your tiebreaker. This feline YouTube sensation is often seen playing off embarrassed people. Rosie.
Keyboard Cat.
That's right.
That's all the time we have for this Music Favorites edition. I hope we got you humming along. And you can join us for a game anytime by subscribing to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or TuneIn. And you can also find us on Facebook or Twitter. Our house musician was Jonathan Colton.
Hey, his name anagrams to Thou Jolt a Cannon.
Our puzzle gurus were John Chinesky.
Oh, heck, ninjas.
And Art Chung.
Narc, thug.
With additional puzzle writing by Jesse Baker, Kyle Beakley, Tamara Federici, James Ramsey, and Dan Schofield. Ask Me Another is produced by Jesse Baker.
Jab Seekers.
Josh Rogerson.
Rhinos Jog So.
John Asante.
Hat, no jeans.
And Eleanor Kagan.
An Orange Lake.
Along with Portia Robertson-Migas and Eric Newsom. We are recorded by Paul Ruest, Noriko Akabe, and David Hurtgen. We'd like to thank our home in Brooklyn, New York, the Bell House.
Hot Heel Blues.
And our production partner, WNYC. I'm her ripe begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.